All right, go ahead. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
I don't have any video going.
I heard some really great discussion as I bounced around from to the different breakout rooms. And I do want to let you all know that I didn't say a word for 60 minutes. So it's a new record. So let's, we're going to try to break for sure at 12:30 to make sure everybody gets a good hour and a half time away from Zoom. So how many rooms do we have, Arden? Six?
Six, I think.
Six times. All right, so 3 minutes each. Let's see if we can summarize. So,
or maybe like 1 minute and then you can comment. 1 minute or two minutes.
Yeah, all right, 2 minutes each and then I'll comment. So somebody who is a spokesperson for a room, give us, what we're trying to do here is just get a sense of themes, like top two themes, things that you heard that we might all benefit from hearing, learning, or having in common.
Thank you, Ellen. I'll start.
Okay.
We had our struggling fears seemed extremely similar. They were our struggles were with fear, anger, and relationships, being, you know, with the same people for extended periods of time, and some great things that we, you know, saw living in our life purpose, especially was, you know, having that courage, trusting what is, surrendering, following the aspects that, you know, organizing ourselves so that we could be ready to continue on after this pandemic and really focus in on our life purpose. It gave us that time of reflection and thought process and connection with each other in the way of, you know, through Zoom, where we're having serious conversations and being able to share our emotions and things like that, really trusting what is, letting go to God and the universe, but just like, everyone saw and was able to experience the reflection and on what they were doing and observe from the outside of what was going on. And we could see each other's growth and see our own growth, that we would have reacted so differently if we wouldn't have had such a wonderful array of tools in our tool belt from.
We were so well equipped for this.
Exactly. It happened for us at the perfect time, really.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah, Jody.
Nice. Thank you. That's awesome to hear. Okay, yeah. Who wants to go next? You know who you are.
I can go next.
Okay.
So so I had the grads, and our theme was that there was a little wonkiness in the beginning, and then stability took over as we were able to kind of find our way through it, what our role was going to be within our own experience of it. And then we were able to hold that for a really long time.
We're on mute.
Before.
That's us.
I love it. Letting in too much energy from either our clients or the world around us, which sent us in a spin. And then underneath it, we discovered that it was the self-care piece, the body piece, the movement, the paying attention to what we actually needed in order to hold that tight kind of energy. So it was beautiful because it was like, we've got our skills, we were stable, we held it, we got off track because we came out of alignment to go over-accommodate or take on too much of other people's energy. And then we were able to reset after a crash and go back to it. And then we had this realization that that is really a non-negotiable need in order to be able to carry out our life purpose. We need to have enough energy to do it. And that for some of us translated into taking care of us physically. I think for most of the little group we had.
So it sounds to me like you kind of started out, slid down the spectrum to fear-based, went back up, came back down.
Yep.
Went back up. And that's what life is. You're never like perfect at the living your life purpose all the time. You kind of slide down and you come back up. And hopefully what you've learned in school is how to manage that. When you slide down, you go back up and figure out what it takes to get there. That's beautiful. Thank you. Bill asked me to mute everybody before the next person talks, but I can't do that. So Arden, can
I'll do it. I think I did it. Let me see. Yeah, I think everyone is muted now.
All right, so. Everybody look. If you're not muted, mute yourself.
All right.
Okay, who's
you
next?
You want me to go? You want me to go?
Okay.
Since I'm not muted, and then I'll mute myself, which it may be our feedback, Bill, you're hearing, because we're in the same house. So I was very impressed. I loved my group. And as for the tools, I mean, people really talked about reaching in and using the tools from, like, the 30-day chakra exercises to the temple of light to using the bioenergetics exercises. But then people started talking about how they connected with their family or connected with others through some of the things they'd learned and sort of sharing and even teaching bioenergetics or giving healings, doing cards with their kids, or just trying to really take some of the stuff that they learned. I think that Jen specifically said that she didn't think she would have been able to make it through the pandemic if she hadn't had the tools, because she felt more comfortable with herself. And then other people were sort of talking about the different aspects of themselves and sort of seeing and reflecting on, like, the little kid part and then the adult part and some of the things that we, as we're, you know, I think that in many ways this program is a very fragmenting program. And I think the chart is a fragmenting chart, which is why people with extreme trauma have a hard time in this program, because that it's, you have to fragment yourself to pull yourself back together. But I think that that externalizing it, people were talking about the different pieces of themselves and looking at themselves and the chakras. But most of all, I think that I heard a lot about the first chakra and taking care of themselves, doing earthing techniques, being grounded, reorganizing, trusting communication with other people, increasing communication with people in their family, as well as really leaning on their tribe. But it did feel like that time, you know, I do think that people had the time and the space and they had to deal with it. It sounds like the isolation initially, for some people that was really exciting. And for some people it was really hard because of the things it triggered. So it was just an amazing thing to see how each person sort of, it was how you do one thing is how you do everything in the process that they went through of growth during this time.
Thanks, Arden. That was awesome. Okay, who's next?
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, just to echo a lot of what was already said, but some of the struggles were just trying to figure out kind of what's energy that we're absorbing from the world versus what are we actually feeling was a theme. And then just struggling with the loss of being with people and physical touch and connection and just being actually connected to people and in the same physical space was tough. And then kind of sinking into the victim mode and resignation and just feeling like, well, if we can't connect with people, what's the point of being here? Kind of like, you know, things are happening. People are canceling weddings and people are having babies. And it's like, it just felt like we weren't really able to, like, celebrate those things that were happening. And so just, and just dealing with the loss of control and not knowing what's coming next. And just the uncertainty of everything. And then some of the ways we saw ourselves living our purpose was to get creative in the ways that we were able to connect with people. Like Betty Ann made a hug curtain for her house so people could come over and hug her through the plastic. And just it made us more grateful for the connections that we do have and the people that we are able to be with. And yeah, it allowed a lot of us to, we kind of had a similar experience where it was kind of choppy in the beginning, and then we all kind of found a way to step into our core and just get recommitted to what we're up to and who we are or who we want to be on the planet. And from school, we've just been able to be more aware of when we're in our defense and when we're in our core. and more able to use the tools to come back into our core and come from that place in the world and with the people that are around us. And to just kind of go with the flow and trust that whatever's happening is what's supposed to be happening versus being stuck in fear and uncertainty.
Nice. Thank you. Yeah. Nice summary, Alice.
Thanks.
Okay, next. I don't know how many groups we have left. It seems like we should have two or three.
Left. But I'll go.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Okay. So for us, hold on, you can't see me. Our group, we kind of did a range of the emotion. Some were struggling and some not so much. Some found this to be an opportunity to really take advantage of the time to really step into our core. And do some of the things that we wanted. You know, at first it was a little scary and the money thing came in for several of us as far as work and everything. But when we were able to kind of quiet our minds and go within and really start living from that place of peace within us and our souls and what we've learned through the school, that really was helpful in implementing the change that we needed to make during this whole thing. So like I was saying, you know, I got a 2x4 because I didn't listen the first time, but then, you know, it came in and it gave us the opportunity, the excuse, the whatever you want to call it, to really be able to look within and start living from that space within. Some of us were still struggling a little bit, so we were able to rally together with those people and share our experience to try and be an inspiration for those people. And we spoke from the heart and truth in trying to support and lift each other up. And that was one thing that was said, I don't think he'll mind. Joe was in our group and when Francine was asking, you know, well, what are you doing to live in your purpose? And it really was evident through him and his experience that he stepped in that loving, supporting way from who he is in his soul and his profile and his core. And I think we all kind of experienced that place as we're moving through this with goals for how we're going to really live our purpose in the future and which direction we're going to go with healing work and just being who we are in our core. So it was kind of inspirational in that way. And just knowing that the meditations and the tools that we had through the school, like every one of us said, we would not have been able to do this had we not had this experience in the program. And some of us did the chakra class too, which was really helpful to be able to have during that time to really go in and explore those inner depths. What else? To explore like the inner depths of what we had to work through and kind of get down and dirty with some of the stuff we were experiencing. Like the words that we spoke to people was a mirror to us, or our emotions were expressed externally, but we could go within and find the peace within ourselves as we worked through that. So we all have opened up, and most of us really have had a good experience with this and kind of like not having to work as hard, but still make decent money and enjoy life a little bit. So that's all I think. Anything else?
Thanks, Jenna. That was great. Appreciate it. Good summary. Okay, I think we have one more or two more groups.
I can go next. Okay. So our group was pretty phenomenal, I have to say. There was some amazing reveals that came out. And, you know, of course, no one has any data to measure what is the right way to proceed in this kind of a circumstance. So the fact is they all did freaking amazing in their pandemic experience. And I think they went to next level fear, which for some which went to next level opportunity for healing because there was nothing left to lose in that. We had some amazing like coming to Jesus moments of like there needs to be some beautiful self-care, and the program gave the skill set and that toolbox to really get that self-love and a lot of inner child. We went there, and how does that inner child need to be TLC? Children were a really big theme in it. Family members serving as medicine, grandchildren, grandchildren really serving as, for many of the women, as the elixir of how to get through and love. And I found that there was a beautiful correlation to how victim to victorious was emerging, and how we were coming into a place of knowing and being able to really clearly measure when we're in our core, when we're on our shadow, and seeing the behaviors that were really part of that. And I think maybe giving a little bit of grace and giving ourselves permission to be a little kinder, calm that bitch balcony up in the up there that's criticizing, and really turn it into an opportunity to beautifully parent that inner child in a very different way. Feels like there's a lot of healing that took place over the course of these last few months, and so proud of you bitches. Just amazing. Amazing. Yeah.
Thank you, Gwen. Appreciate it. Anybody else? Is that all the
group? No. One more. The second Bill? Half of the grads.
Okay. Thanks, Bill.
Yep. Thank you. So, in general, pretty positive outcome throughout the whole thing. There was some recognition of being in a more enlightened place compared to others, you know, it recognizing when a topic's come up and you know, almost having to be cautious because people get crazy about what they say. So one of the things Bill had mentioned is that he'd like to, when he was in the store, smile behind his mask to try and, you know, through his eyes, you know, present happiness out into the world rather than, you know, just, you know, not, you know, just walking past people. We used our profiles to help get us through the, you know, situations and that type of thing. And as the grads, we all did a weekly check-in. We had Thursday nights, we'd meet for a couple hours on Zoom and just, you know, did some chart work and just general talking and you know, working ourselves through the issues of the pandemic. And what a lot of us came out with gratitude for what we have. You know, I mean, we really, you know, we're very lucky to be in the positions that we're at, be in the school and be able to see this stuff in a different light. So it's really a, in general, a positive outcome in our minds.
Thanks, Bill. That's great. Okay, so I floated around the rooms, and my perception is what I heard is this. Overall, a sense of relief that what this pandemic did for a lot of people was slowed down the rat race and gave us all a chance to feel our feelings. And I was thinking that, you know, maybe feelings are slower than thinking. And what Reese was saying, I think in his opening lecture is what, or somewhere he said it, you know, what life masters do is they feel first and then they think. And what non-masters do is we think first and then we feel. And I guess what I heard is that overall, the pandemic slowed things down enough so that we had time to feel first. And then what I heard all you guys say is, well, you know, we have tools. We know what to do when we know what our feelings are. And so we felt our feelings and then we figured out what to do, like how to move to a balanced place or a better place or move to our life purpose. And I think the opportunity to feel our feelings, slow things down, came from the pandemic. And the what to do once we had those feelings is what you've learned here in school. What do I do with those? And I have to say, you know, I guess the challenge is going to be when life gets back to normal, whatever normal becomes, how are we going to stay in that place where we feel our feelings first, where we take the time to feel and then decide what to think? So I think that's maybe the challenge I'll put on the table for everybody going forward. But I have to say, it's my heart is just bursting with everything I heard for the last hour, hour and a half from you guys. I love you all. And I think that wraps it up. Arden?
Yeah, I'm happy. Now you guys get a break, and we're coming back at least our group is coming back at 2. Joyce and Geraldine, I don't know if I'm assuming that's the same for you guys, but
yeah, we're coming back at 2. I'll open up the grad room if they want to eat lunch together.
Yeah, and I'll leave this open also, you guys, if you want to eat lunch together.
All right, everybody. All right.
Thank you for letting us crash. That was awesome.